Hi, this is Farah Nurdunzil. Today I'm in Aztec Town in New Mexico, and we have just finished the Aztec UFO Symposium. Right now I am with famous, international famous Dennis Baltazar. I hope I said correct your name. Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. That was pretty close on the name. Thank you.
You are welcome. It was my pleasure sharing this wonderful weekend with such a famous name with you. And I'm amazed of your articles. We are writing in the same UFO magazine, you and I, so we have lots in common. What happened over this weekend for you? Are you happy at the end of this weekend?
This was the 10th year for the Aztec Symposium, and I have been fortunate enough to be involved with every one of them for the last 10 years, either as a speaker or as a master of ceremonies. And I really look at the symposium here in Aztec as kind of a family thing for me, because when we come up here so often, we know all the people that put on the symposium, and of course a lot of the attendees are people that we've met over the last 10 years. It's one of the few symposiums that I attend that is really intended for the serious UFO investigator. It's not much of a carnival atmosphere. It's serious UFO researchers given plenty of time to present their information, their research, and then given the opportunity to meet with the people that are here visiting one-on-one, and that's a good thing because a lot of these people never get to meet the researchers up close and personal. So this is one of the few where this happens, and they have a meet-and-greet dinner or a banquet on the first night where we go around and talk to the different people that are here and visit with them, answer questions. The symposium itself runs a day or two, with the speakers going on for an hour and a half to 2 hours each. And then the final day, they have a panel discussion where the audience, again, has the opportunity to ask more questions of the speakers.
So this was the 10th year of Aztec UFO Symposium. But I would like to ask you a personal question. How many years for you in UFO field as an investigator?
I've been interested, my background, as everyone knows, is civil engineering, and I retired from the Texas Department of Transportation in 1996 with 33 years in civil engineering, 3 years in the Army before that in an engineering battalion. Been interested in the UFO field for 22 years and doing it professionally full-time for the last 10 or 11 years. It's just fascinating research, and I have to say that doing engineering work was much easier than doing this work, because I didn't have to fight with the government and the critics and the debunkers and all that when I was doing the engineering work. But I think it's important research, because I think the truth needs to be brought out, and I don't know if I'll live long enough for that to happen, but I think the truth is important, and particularly for our children and our grandchildren.
So, what is the biggest danger for a UFO investigator in this field? Extraterrestrial invasion, debunkers, UFO cults and sects, or disinformation?
Ooh, that's a good question. The debunkers are needed. The critics, the debunkers are needed in this field to keep me and the other serious researchers honest. We're challenged, and that's good. The cults I have a little problem with, because as a serious researcher, this could be the biggest story of the millennium. Consequently, for example, the Roswell incident, there's 2,000 websites on Roswell. I have one of the top 10 websites. I spent way too much time putting out fires and trying to correct information that's on the internet. And the internet is a good thing, but there's so much information on the internet that's not true. It's done by second, third, fourth hand researchers. I don't call that a researcher. What I call a researcher is someone that goes out in the field, interviews the witnesses, or like in my case, you go to the crash sites, you look at the dirt, you do the work that you have to do as a researcher. So those are a major problem. The internet can be good. There's a lot of information there, but there's a lot of information you have to be careful what you believe.
Yes, and recently we have a new case in the last 1 year, Serpoplanet, Serpo case, Serpo files. And in the last 1 or 1.5 year, many people started to get long emails about a possible Serpo and alleged Serpo planet. So what is your opinion about it?
I'm not sure.
Serpo, S-E-R-P-O. It is a famous case, and some of the investigators or some of the people who report this case, they said that in the late 1960s, American government sent a team of science men to another planet, to Serpo planet, and they stayed there for a while, around 10 years, 12 years, and some of them came back, some of them didn't want to come back, they preferred to stay in Serpo planet, and two of them died there. And now everybody wants to know, is this a real case or is this a hoax? So what do you think?
I think that that situation and that particular incident and case is similar to when we went to the moon. There are people that say we never went to the moon. I met astronaut Edgar Mitchell a few years ago, and he went to the moon. Of course, NASA, everybody knows what NASA stands for, or they think they know, really. What I think NASA stands for is never a straight answer, NASA. But we went to the moon, but I don't know why we didn't go back to the moon. They're talking about doing that now. These rumors that you hear, and with this research, the main thing that you have to do is confirm and verify information. Otherwise, you're out in la-la land, really, looking for information, and it has to be proven. We have a situation with this field of research that maybe doesn't cut it. We have to have factual information.
And I agree with you 100% about internet. Internet can be a wonderful information source, but at the same time, it can be a trap. It can be very dangerous.
Another trap that we have is the media, a big trap. The media has an agenda. I don't know that they're being paid to use disinformation. I don't know that factually. But I do know the many documentaries that I've been involved in, the end result is nothing like I expected after doing the interview. An example is the National Geographic. You would expect that the National Geographic would do an upfront, honest documentary on this subject. I spent many hours with them filming last year, and they had a show that aired a couple of weeks ago about Roswell, and it was a total disaster. So much so that I wrote an editorial on it. I expected more from the National Geographic Channel. But it looks to me like documentaries and the media is based primarily on ratings and profit, not on factual information.
So far, how many documentaries or how many UFO-related shows you did?
I have been involved since 1998 with over 350 interviews of one sort or another. That could be radio interviews, television documentaries, TV live shows, news media, about 350 since 1998.
So this one, our 351st, 51?
This would be about 351, yeah.
Thank you. So there is something else about television shows and UFO relationships. Lately, we started to see many reality shows about UFOs, and they are very entertainment-related. But I really think that we don't need entertainment in UFO field, because in every part of our life, in social life, is full of entertainment. Everything is based on entertainment. So at least in UFO field, we need to get serious things. And lately there are new reality shows about UFOs, and people who has no background, no professional background in UFO field, trying to become stars in UFO investigation. So you are very famous, very international, and certified UFO investigator. So what are you going to do?
Well, I think one thing that may be a positive to all that is exposure. And I'm believing that the government may permit all these shows to be aired. Good example was the X-Files show. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of factual information in the show. Mm-hmm. That was good. Yes. But it had a lot of disinformation, misinformation also. But maybe they're trying to educate the public. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then the more they get out there, the more educated the public will be and accept this. However, I think that many of these shows don't do us any justice. And I totally agree with you on the reality thing. This is a serious subject.
Very serious.
And if they don't take it seriously, and in the news media, if you have a report of sighting, when it is reported, and that's very seldom that it even makes the news, then it's done in a light form, which makes it look bad. And that's not good either. You know, and people, the general public will say, well, you know, it's another one of them UFO stories. Don't worry about it. It's more than that. Mm-hmm. If there is something out there and they're coming here, we need to know this. We need to be told and be told the truth. And I personally think that what is happening is that the government of the United States, on all the crashes we've had, whether that be Aztec, Kingman, Arizona, Roswell, Kecksburg, once those are proven to have been actual extraterrestrial crashes, then I think we need to know that information. But if they are real, and I'm saying if they're real, mm-hmm. then I think the military in the United States wants to know that technology, because we can't go there. And if they're coming here, they have technology and knowledge that we cannot not comprehend. Mm-hmm. And until we understand that and how their system works, how their propulsion works, how they travel across light years, that would be an advantage to our military. And until that comes about, I don't think they're going to tell us the truth. Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to be in Roswell this year, in 4 months later?
I will be in Roswell. I live in Roswell, and I was asked a couple of months ago, well, several months ago, by the mayor of Roswell. The city of Roswell has taken over the festival for the 60th anniversary coming up July 5th through the 8th. The last few years, it's been run by the International UFO Museum, and has been less than successful. The attendance has been down. There wasn't any community involvement from other people in the city that wanted to be involved with it. So the mayor decided that the city would take it over. And he insisted that it would be family-oriented and that it would involve the community. He set up a planning committee comprised of three co-chair persons. He has assigned 16 people to the committee. I'm one of them. And I've been doing radio interviews all over the world. I've been contacting websites to show the logo for the festival. Probably 50, 60 of them have put the logo up. We're anticipating a big turnout this year. We have about 30 speakers already scheduled. Six of those are coming from Mexico.
Oh, really?
The first day, July 5th, there will be six speakers, six researchers from Mexico that will come up. And they're coming on their own. They want it to be part of it. So they will come up and share their research with us, with the audience. And these lectures will be done both in Spanish and English. And then we have people like Richard Dolan, John Greenewald Jr., Stephen Bassett, Farah is coming. Jerry Pippen will be there with his radio show. George Noory will be there doing Coast to Coast every night, international UFO show. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of family activity. We have a carnival coming in that does the New Mexico State Fair every year. We have different activities for the children. We have soccer matches. We have mud wrestling. We have volleyball. We have a night golf tournament. There'll be a night alien parade. There's big fireworks display. I mean, the list of activities goes on, and you probably won't be able to see everything in the 4 or 5 days.
This will be my first visit to Roswell, and I'm very, very excited, and I cannot wait to go there. And talking about the Internet and the power of the Internet, I know that you have a wonderful website. It's a very active website. And today in the panel you were talking about your young fans. You have been getting emails from children. What's happening in the children's world and aliens?
Well, the one thing that I have tried to do as a researcher is have young people get involved, because I'm getting old. Stanton Friedman is getting older than I am. They used to call him the father of ufology. I call him the grandfather of ufology. We need young people involved. And any time that I can find young people that have an interest, I try to promote it. So what I've done is set up a link on my website at truthseeker@roswell.com, and it's called Kids' Views on UFOs. And what that amounts to is children, this could be junior high or middle school or seniors in high school, junior college, even college students, who decide that they're going to write an article about UFOs. Most likely Roswell, because that's the most popular. So they will contact me and say, will you answer some questions from me? And I'm happy to do that. The first one I ever got, and I use this one all the time, because he was an eighth grader in New Jersey. He had written to a scientist and said he wanted to do this, and the scientist said, don't mess with it, I don't have time for it. So he wrote to me. He was downhearted and disappointed, and I said, yeah, I'd be happy to answer your questions. Yeah. Little did I know he would be sending me 21 questions that took 3 days to answer. But he sent me his report, and he got an A-plus on the grade, which I thought was great. So what I've done is tell these kids that, yeah, I'll help you do it, but you give me a copy of the report, and we'll put it on my website. And they think that's cool, because they get their articles posted.
It is something wonderful that you are encouraging the young generation, because who knows, between them there will be new ufologists in the next 15 years, in the next 20 years. And probably they will be much more luckier than us. Maybe there will be a total disclosure then. Maybe they are going to have much more technology. But they are going to be saying that I got that answer from Dennis Balthasar. Mm-hmm. And I started to this field because of him, thanks to him.
That'd be great.
Yes, so it is one of the biggest lucky things in a life of an investigator.
Well, and I found out, my background is civil engineering. I'm brutally honest. I have a quote on my website, and I use it a lot of my lectures. Always telling the truth means never having to remember anything. And I try to live by that. I don't believe in the woo-woo stuff. I believe in factual information. I try to verify the information I have, but I never try to convince people of what this is about. Mm-hmm. I share my research for one reason, to make them think. And if they will think and question me and maybe do some research on their own, I think I've accomplished what I went after.
Very much. Very much. Thank you very much for this interview. Do you have anything else that you would like to say to Jerry Pippen Radio Show listeners?
Well, I'm familiar with Jerry Pippin's audience, and I love being on Jerry's show. I love the work that he does, and Rita and Larry and all the crew. Look forward to everybody coming to Roswell in July. We're going to have a good time, and we'll do some more of this.
Yes. In that case, see you in Roswell. Thank you very much.
See you there.
Major sighting here.
On the 13th of March, weird happenings in the skies over Phoenix recently. And no one seems to be able to explain what it was.
And now, suddenly six amber orbs in a row, totally equidistant from each other, massive span across, pop up.
People say they saw strange lights.
There is a strange bright light seen over the skies of Arizona. It gets a lot of people wondering.
There are another 10,000 Arizonans who saw the same thing.
Eyewitnesses who saw it say it's like nothing they've ever seen before.
Last night, shortly after 8 p.m., hundreds, maybe thousands of Arizonans reported seeing a triangular-shaped object with three to
thousands of people saw more than stars in the night sky.
The mystery remains unsolved and controversial.
There was nothing to
The award-winning documentary by Dr. Lynn Kita, The Phoenix Lights, is now available from shopjerrypippen.com. Order now. Supplies limited.